1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Justice Department says Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira has been indicted by a federal grand jury on 6 counts of willfully retaining and transmitting classified information. He's accused of posting those documents to social media. A Denver police officer run over by a fire truck while trying to move people away during the Nuggets NBA championship parade.
We were able to extricate him from underneath the fire truck, load him up in an ambulance, and rush him here to Denver Health Medical.
Chief Ron Thomas saying that officer has a severe limb-threatening injury. U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, Jerry Karam, says 9 people are facing charges for the thefts of paintings, sports memorabilia, and more.
9 World Series rings were taken. 7 other rings, 2 MVP plaques belonging to Yogi Berra.
This is ABC News. They've arrested an American in Germany accused of pushing 2 U.S. tourists into a ravine at a famous castle and killing a woman. Police say the suspect lured the women to a trail, then tried to sexually assault them. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a bill into law that removes material from libraries.
The Removing Explicit and Adult Designated Educational Resources, or READER Act, is an attempt to keep inappropriate material away from kids. The problem, of course, comes in defining inappropriate, although Republican State Representative Jared Patterson says
it shouldn't even have been a discussion. It shouldn't even have been an argument.
But Shirley Robinson of the Texas Library Association says
there are going to be discrepancies in how it's administered without very clear guidelines.
And it's her group's members who will have to decide over the summer what stays and what goes. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Last year was a rebound year for the theme park industry. Worldwide, operators are reporting either revenue or attendance records that are on par with or above pre-pandemic levels. Andy Field, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs. 855-954-1186.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality advisory has been issued for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin through midnight. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people of certain medical conditions. This includes nearly all of western Wisconsin. Despite recent light rain, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that now nearly half of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate drought. 46%, in fact, that's up from 25% a week ago. The drought covers most of northwestern Wisconsin, as well as nearly the entire southern third of the state. Additionally, over 90% of the state is considered abnormally dry. The National Weather Service is forecasting a significant chance of above-average temps and below-normal rain for the state in the next 6 to 10 days. And in the state high school baseball championships, Ithaca rallied from down 7-0 to win 8-7 over Pecatonica in the Division 4 state championship game. You heard that game on WRCO and the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
But that song is so good. It is Thursday, so that means it's 7 o'clock and we're on your radio. Or we could possibly be on your Spotify or Apple, because you can listen to us on our podcast after the show. Wonderful. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. See, with Joel here, Joel is not here, but he is here. And I feel kind of, I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually done the show together where we're not physically in the same room.
I feel like I don't know what's how to up, Danielle? That.
You know what? I'm at the Capitol right now as you know, part of my main job is working with folks who have disabilities. And right now, the Wisconsin state budget is in full swing. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see the Capitol right over my shoulder in the background. That is because we are trying our best to make sure that people who are in high-level wheelchairs can get those wheelchairs fixed, and they're going through budget negotiations right now. I got to tell you, I just secured one of the coolest guests for our show in the future, Senator Mary Pelskowski, is an extremely interested. She's a woman who's in the outdoors, hunts, fishes, really has a real desire and drive to be in the outdoors. I was with her staff, Stamena, Chris, and Colin, and Christina from Senator Teston's office, and she wants to be a guest on the show. I almost got her across the street, but they're going to have to go back into session in a little bit. So, thank you to those guys for talking the outdoors with me, and always a thank you to Senator Pelskowski and her staff for fighting for outdoor causes, because we love that. And what happens in that building over my shoulder is very important to the sportsmen and women of this state, and sometimes people don't realize that. So it's great to be joining you live remote on our first ever Raised in Wisco live remote in Madison, Wisconsin. And Danielle's in the fishbowl. And Danielle, you got some pretty good guests lined up for us tonight, don't you?
I do. And this guest has been on prior. She is Little Miss Wild Race herself. I'm gonna call you Wild Game. I don't want to keep calling you Wild Game, but Miss Wild Race herself. She has her own TV show on the Sportsman Channel. And it airs yesterday.
Yep.
At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep. I had to memorize that. But we're on season 2.
Yes.
And I'm very excited. So can you tell everybody quickly about your show?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, I am a nurse. And so if you guys have heard me talk before, a big thing about what I love, especially not only being a nurse, but being an avid sportsman and outdoorsman, is giving back to the local communities. So I kind of put those passions together in this crazy dream of mine into creating a TV show. And so what I do is I travel to different areas throughout the United States, but really focus here in Wisconsin. And I give back to those communities, and my primary objective is actually getting kids into the outdoors. So we provide opportunities, resources for them. We host events, and then subsequently, I built a nonprofit foundation here in Wisconsin. So that's the Wild Race Foundation. We have a few different projects. We talk about our youth events. We have the Wild Race Wish, which is where we take kids that are chronically and terminally ill, and we take them on their hunting and fishing dream.
But the best thing about that is that you actually show up to their door randomly. Yes. They have no idea what's happening.
They have no idea. So what we do is they get nominated. We show up to their door. We tell them they're going to be on TV. We get these kids completely head to toe, geared up. We provide all the education for them. It's completely free. And then we take them in the field and show them what it's like to not only learn, but to learn the right way, right? Because we talk about that so much.
Well, I want
education.
Yeah, I want to talk about something here that is kind of one of my underlying themes in life, Jessica. So first off, you're fortunate because you come from a family of hunters, people who have provided food from field to table. Your grandfather was extremely involved in some of the founding efforts of Safari Club International, now called SCI, which is one of the largest, fantastic advocacy organizations in the state and in the country to make sure we have our rights to take game from field to table. So although you had an introduction to it through family and a place to call home through family, what this really is an example of, and I talk about this all the time, nobody's ever going to be on their deathbed and say, I'm glad I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're chasing your dream and you turned that into a TV show, you know, I get to work on a national TV show. Danielle's been on a TV show. We take the things that we're passionate about as sportsmen and women, and we somehow meld them into our lives. So if you're sitting out there right now in Wisconsin or in anywhere that you're listening right now, throughout the state, throughout the country, on the internet, listen to me when I tell you that dream of going out and hunting and fishing and climbing and biking and canoeing and anything you want to do in the outdoors, that is not outside of your grip. It is about pressing the yes button. It is about saying, I'm going to try it, saying, I'm going to do it and go for it. You know what happens when you fail? Nothing worse than if you didn't try.
Absolutely.
So get out there, try, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're on radio shows talking about your TV show, and you got Alex next to you who's never even been on the radio before.
No.
And I think this is a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, especially in the state of Wisconsin, you can do any of this anytime. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has so many resources that people don't take advantage of.
Yeah.
And I don't
no doubt about it.
Just like we had your daughter on last week. She's not a big hunter, but she loves hiking, camping,
everything outdoors.
Perfect place to do it. Get out there and do it. Just get out
there. And if you're raised in Wisco or not, or you came here or you're transplanted, come try the outdoors of Wisconsin. Like right now, we got Stamena, Chris, and Colin, and Senator Felskowski listening to this broadcast right now.
Hello.
They just sent me a picture listening to this broadcast. And they are part of a Senate office who lives and breathes and walks the talk and walks the walk of actually caring about the advancement and protecting the rights of sportsmen and women to be able to go to the field, take their harvest, and cook it and clean it and utilize it. And it's those people in the building who toe the line for the hunters and fishermen and women of this state that make it possible for us to do it under a free society where we're actually gathering organic meat and bringing it to the table. And television shows like yours, Jessica, efforts like yours, Danielle, efforts like The Fowl Life, Jargon Game Calls, all of those things promote the eating of wild organic food. And so much of that gets lost these days. And I'm so glad you guys focus on it, too.
Yeah, thank you for fighting for us, too, because for forever, until months ago, I did not understand that the Capitol, as you say, the White House, the Capitol actually fights for our rights for this.
Oh, all
like
the time.
I did not think that I was not one to, like, I voted, but I didn't, like, look into what I was voting.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I'm like, yep, Republican, done. Like, that was it. That's as far as it went. But once I actually got to look into it, I'm ashamed.
It's pretty incredible the things that are, you know, that it really entails, right? And like Joel was talking about what his efforts are and what he does and everybody, all the politicians and how important it is. You know, for me, like, that was the whole premises of the Wild Race is the race to change the future. The kids are our future. So
they are.
Being able to get out there and educate them and provide those resources for them, because there are, like you said, how many amazing resources do we have here in the state of Wisconsin that so many people have no idea about, you know? And so if I can just shed a little bit of light and say, here, I'm going to bridge this gap that we see every day with these kids and say, hey, here's this opportunity. Let's educate you. Let's give you the right resources wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And now let's get you out there and then go from there. Right. And it's really doing what I think is what we can do as best in our generation to really shape the future for the future generation.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And Alex,
how did you get into hunting? We'll quickly jump into that segment
So I am a Wisconsin transplant. I'm from Natchez, Mississippi. It comes from my roots. My grandfather was a DNR warden in Winsboro, Louisiana. My dad, when we moved up here in 99, I go home every year. Well, mostly every year. COVID kind of put a damper on that.
Does your accent come out more when you're talking about being from there?
I'm talking about something I'm super passionate about, when I'm happy, when I'm a little angry.
Smiling right now.
But it came out when my dad pretty much adopted
I wondered
son
how long
he never
Danielle
had.
Would be able to keep a straight face when you started speaking with your southern accent.
You don't want to hear it when I'm mad, though.
It's scary, Joel.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
You do not want to hear when any woman is mad.
Ooh. No, woman's scoring. You don't want me. You don't mess with them.
Do you say bless your heart?
I sure do. You can ask Jessica. I say it every day. I have to say it a lot.
She tells me every day. A lot.
Please don't ever tell me.
You'll know when I mean it and when I don't mean it.
Uh-oh.
Do you say Finda? Finda? I'm Finda?
You Finna?
I'm Finda go to this? Shortened for fixin' to?
I just say I'm gonna do it. I'm about to go. I'm going out, back. I'm gonna go take care of this. Yeah, I just... Sometimes my words all come into one. Like, you can ask Jessica, she goes, what? And I was like, it's kind of Cajun. I don't know. You just don't finish it. All just, like, come on to one word. Like... My family knows what you're saying. Like, we all know what you're saying, but it's like a foreign language that you only know if you're from the South, you know? Like, there's people up north, like way up north, and they say things, and I'm like, what?
Huh? Derry? Up north?
Or day? Or A? Or, yeah.
Oop.
Yep. I've kind of adopted the northern slang, too. But...
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the beginning.
Yeah, when so did going you... back to what? That.
When,
Joel?
When did you get transplanted?
When do you hunt?
When or where? Or when I start hunting?
What species do you
so
hunt?
So I hunt.
How did you kind of get into that?
I'm a very avid turkey hunter. I love turkey hunting. It's my
love it.
That's
love
my
it,
jam. Makes my heart go pitter patter. You know, woo, you hear the gobbles. I hear it when I sleep.
A little something.
A little something. Something. Yes! Oh, where's the egg? Get my gun. No! Hey, that was good. My
that
dad
was a good one.
That was a good
one. That was a good one, Joel.
But I also do turkey hunting, and I'm getting into duck hunting. I'm getting into duck hunting. But I do it all, and then So hopefully next year we'll be doing some other exotic hunts and stuff like that.
Yeah, speaking of exotic hunts, Joel, where did you just get back from?
I just got back from my third trip to the Eastern Cape of South Africa.
That's amazing.
We hunt in the Fort Beaufort area. I have to tell you. And I say this to people, and I honestly think they don't get it or they don't believe me. I say, this is a trip that will change your life. Not only will you see a part of the world that has beauty that's indescribable, you are immersed every day in a culture and a landscape that is filled with so many different species of animals. When you're driving around, I mean, Wisconsin woods are phenomenal. You can see a deer, you can see a turkey, a wolf, a coyote. But when you're in South Africa, you can have an impala, and the next turn you take, you could see a wildebeest. Ooh, or a zebra. Wow. Or, I mean, it's absolutely insane. And the culture of warmth that exists in South Africa is phenomenal. We can talk a little bit. We're up against a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, we've got a panel. I'm outnumbered today, and that's just fine with me. But we've got three serious hunting women on the show. So I want to talk for a while about women and hunting, what it takes to get the fastest growing generation of new hunters, which is women, into the sport. What are some of the keys? What are some of the pitfalls? We got Alex, Jessica, and Danielle. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back after this.
Mm-hmm.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High of 77. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Low 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. You're listening to WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Joel, I should have asked you for the phone number.
Yeah, you know I don't have it memorized. What's up, everybody? I am live on remote today, which is the first time we've tried this, so hopefully it's working out all right. So if you are listening out there, hit my text or call into the show. Let us know you're hearing us all right. At the Capitol today, which reminds me, I'm working for some of the disabilities groups that I work for, which reminds me, I got to say hey to the Kennedy clan, our 5 loyal listeners out of Oconomowoc.
Hello.
Robin, Dan, Aiden, Owen, hope you're all listening. Yeah, we know you're listening because you already texted us and you thought it was cool.
Oh,
I think that they saw the Facebook with the Capitol. So if you want to see what the show looks like. I mean, don't expect a high bar, but you can check us out on Facebook and watch the show live, just like half the folks in the Capitol are doing. You know, I kind of want to get into this. We've got a panel of three women who are with us today, Danielle.
We do.
And I think one of the things we should talk about that's interesting is that women make up the fastest growing segment of new hunters. Having said that, we're talking about an industry that has been predominantly or dominated by men, males, for, you know, centuries. And gal darn it, women are, I think they're better shooters. I think they're better hunters. And they're finally growing. Someone ladies, what took so long? What took so long? Were there impediments or barriers to getting into hunting?
It was. Yeah. Well, as everyone knows here that I am, it took me 10 years. And I sorry, scratch that. It did not take me. Dear Lord.
The math ain't mathin'.
I did not start hunting until 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it took my boyfriend to show me what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now look at us. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Yeah. It is something that I can feel confident in. Like, I have control of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that just built and built and built. And now I get to provide it. And I love food. I love food. Mm-hmm. Food is my favorite. As Joel says, food is my favorite. What do you say, Joel?
Food is my favorite dish, and I'll tell you,
my favorite dish. Yep.
People talk about hunting and there and getting out there and killing stuff's awfully fun. I'm not going to lie, but to me, it's just as much about preparing fantastic cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you know, Alex, you've been hunting all your life. Jessica, you've kind of been hunting your whole life. Danielle and I came later to hunting. I didn't hunt till I was 38 years old. Now I know it's hard to believe I'm any older than 38 right now, but.
Yes.
When I started hunting, even when I started hunting 12 years ago, 14 years ago, if I went goose hunting or waterfowl hunting, it was a lineup of dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now very commonly, most commonly, we have women who are out there in the layout blinds hunting with us who are just as good, if not better shots. What, you know, I want to hear from Alex and Jessica too.
Yep.
Why did it take so long? What is the main reason for the change? And what is the key to getting people into it, getting female hunters into it who may be leery or afraid to explore hunting as a pastime?
You want me to go first?
Go for it, girl.
So I can tell you from experience, especially teaching hunter safety, as long as I did, those classes are primarily men. Started out, you know, absolutely. When I was younger, it's primarily men. Men taught, men led. And I'll tell you what, I and another woman were the only, I was a junior instructor at the time, and then she was an instructor. And I tell you what, I think more fathers brought their daughters in because they're like, you know what, I might not have a son, but I'm going to share this passion with my daughter. So they kept bringing their daughters in, and more women. And I would grab onto those girls and be like, hey, become a hunter safety instructor. You mm-hmm. will love this passion, this community you have. You can do it. And then their moms were bringing their daughters. And it was just, it kept growing. And you don't have to be young to start hunting. That's the thing. Like, you met your boyfriend. He got you into hunting.
He did.
You can start hunting at any age. And Joel, when you took hunter safety at 38, what was your first experience? Did you feel welcome?
I didn't have
it?
To take hunter safety because I was grandfathered because I'm that old.
Okay, Joel, we're just going to say you did.
All right,
did.
We're going to.
But I did.
We have a phone call
did,
real quick. We have a caller.
I did take hunter safety. Let's go to the caller.
Yeah. All right. We have a caller, Jerry from Illinois. Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going? Yeah. Walking a race in Wisco. Yeah.
I was listening to a guy call in talking about Joe Biden.
Oh, I think we have
Jerry. I think you called the wrong show.
Yeah,
we're listening to Race in Wisco. We're a hunting and outdoor show.
You know, I'm talking about hunting and fishing,
yeah,
Jerry.
Do you hunt or fish?
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Lucky that's it.
Well, it's never too late to get back into it, Jerry.
All right, have a great day, Jerry.
All right, okay.
Oh, buggers.
Oh, man.
Anastasia, what happened there?
How is that my fault?
How is that my fault?
I asked him for their name.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So back to not talking about being grandfathered in.
But Jessica, go back. How
no,
was your
I took
hunter
safety. I want to let you know I did take hunter safety. So, yes.
I'm proud of you.
I eventually took hunter safety. And I took... But I want to tell you, I took hunter safety because I needed hunter safety to hunt in other states and other countries.
Yep.
Despite the fact that I was grandfathered in Wisconsin. But I will tell you, I took my daughters to hunter safety.
That's amazing.
Love that.
And my daughter, Ella Rose, who only gets into the woods occasionally with me, who has hunted, doesn't really love it now, loves to eat wild game.
Mm-hmm.
The experience for her was that she immediately learned by going to hunter safety that it is not a boys versus girls mm-hmm. thing or a men versus women thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting is for everyone. And the hunter-gatherer spirit lives in everyone, male and female. We're not done with this topic, though, because when we come back, I want to talk to Alex about some of the experiences she's had as a hunter safety instructor, some of the things she thinks are more important, and some of the things that people leave the class and just forget right away. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm live at the Wisconsin State Capitol, and Danielle's in the fishbowl. We'll be right back with more right after this.
This This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Justice Department says Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira has been indicted by a federal grand jury on 6 counts of willfully retaining and transmitting classified information. He's accused of posting those documents to social media. A Denver police officer run over by a fire truck while trying to move people away during the Nuggets NBA championship parade.
We were able to extricate him from underneath the fire truck, load him up in an ambulance, and rush him here to Denver Health Medical.
Chief Ron Thomas saying that officer has a severe limb-threatening injury. U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, Jerry Karam, says 9 people are facing charges for the thefts of paintings, sports memorabilia, and more.
9 World Series rings were taken. 7 other rings, 2 MVP plaques belonging to Yogi Berra.
This is ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows now that nearly half of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate drought. That's despite recent light rain. 46% of the state is in drought. It includes most of northwestern Wisconsin, as well as nearly the entire southern third of the state. That's up from 25% a week ago. Additionally, over 90% of the state is considered abnormally dry. The National Weather Service says temps will be above average and will have below normal rain for the next 6 to 10 days. In addition to all of that, there's an air quality advisory in effect as well. That's for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin, including western Wisconsin, from the top of Polk County all the way down through Grant County on the western side of the state. That lasts through midnight. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. And the outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
And I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Our host, Joe Clayfish, is in the Capitol. We're live on Zoom. Hello, hello. You can listen to us on 540 AM, WEK, The Shaw 101 FM. One of the wonderful parts is that we go right to podcast right after this. A lovely Anastasia boosts it right up on Spotify and Apple. So you can listen to us every week, every day, honey, ride to work. Because we have a lot to talk about. We always have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we are never at a shortage of things to talk about. And I'll tell you what, the hour is the fastest hour in all of radio. Hour.
It really is.
It's absolutely insane. When we went to the break, we were talking about Alex and teaching hunter safety courses. So I just want to get into that just for a little bit. What is the thing in hunter safety? First of all, do you have any wacky stories from hunter safety questions people ask or some stuff that catches you off guard?
I've had a couple kids break down, even adult men cry on me.
Cry.
Because the pressure at the very end for the field part of the test is,
oh man,
they get really worked up and it's like, hey, it's just breathe. Breathe. Like they get really worked up, but it's, you know, now that there's no eight, like there's, it was like six and older. But I believe now it's if they can actually like show reasoning, they can take the class with an adult. I don't know if I agree with that. But if a kid can show that he's responsible, understands, I believe if they're six and older, that's fine with an adult, you know, that's why there's mentored hunts and stuff like that. But yeah, I've had some people break down and cry on me and tell me some very illegal things they did.
Oh,
some
that's
very
exciting.
Illegal things.
Well, I guess it's better they're telling you that than a warden who's teaching the class.
They do come, though. They do.
Yeah, I know that. Yes, yeah. I know. Todd Schaller, who's a good friend of mine, you know, he would go to a lot of those classes. And it's like, you're taking the class so you don't do the illegal things.
Yep.
Don't come and...
Mm-hmm. They don't want to see
it. So I think maybe when people have those breakdown moments, it's because you instill in them in those classes how very important life or death, the safety of what they're learning is.
It's very serious.
So that
yeah.
when they have to actually show it to you, I think that the human natural reaction to that is extreme amount of pressure because you're dealing with something that can take a life and it cannot be taken lightly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think every year they talk, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like, and I don't know the actual statistics, so Joel, maybe you do know this, but every year there's accidents, right?
Every year.
Yep.
And so, you know, even the slightest, and I know that there was one this past year where a dad was loading his kid into the vehicle and he did not have the firearms in a safe way, right? We talk about tab K, remember?
Point that muzzle in a safe direction. Absolutely. I think is the biggest thing people
Absolutely.
Forget.
And so
and always treat it as it's loaded.
Keep that finger off.
That's
that
why I always tell people too.
Yep.
And always be sure what's right your target beyond, right?
Tab K, we're done.
It never leaves your head.
No,
at all.
But like simple things, just like we stress about this and just like our youth stuff, just like, you know, Alex is an actual instructor, but I do all this with the kids. I don't care if you went through it. We're going through it again.
Yeah,
we're going
absolutely.
From the basics. You are going to show me how you manage and how operate and handle this firearm before we get in the field in a very controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to explain everything you can to me. And they kind of roll their eyes when we go through tab K. But think about those accidents that happen, like that father and that child. You know, he was putting a kid in the back seat.
Yep.
This accident happened. And, you know, it's just reviewing that stuff. And some people... You know, yeah. Nope, it's you don't understand how important those things are and to drill it in as much as possible, because even us as adults, and I know Joel, we talked about this on a podcast that we were at with Danielle and you with Fowl Life, and about, you know, how we go through like the safety aspects of everything, but how many times do we make mistakes too? Like, oh, make sure that your safety's on, make sure that, you know, this is good to go when you're getting out of the blind, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
When you act like you're
Yeah, I wanna talk
something.
About What's that?
I said, when you act like you're perfect at something, you know it all, is when you can actually really hurt someone and yourself.
Yep, exactly.
That's when the biggest mistakes yep. happen, when you become arrogant about it. There's no doubt about it. But I want to talk about something that is a social aspect of this that I think everyone's experienced who waterfowl hunts. When you're waterfowl hunting, you're hunting with your buddies usually, right?
Yep.
You know, men, women in the field, they're your friends.
Yep.
And every one of us has been in that A-frame blind or in a layout blind when that one person is out there picking up geese with their shotgun in their hand and they come walk back to the blinds and the shotgun is swinging back and forth in front of all the blinds.
No.
We have all been there. You've never seen that? You've never
pick up waterfowl with your shotgun? Seriously?
No, when they go off, if they're
in their hand, I thought you meant like they're scooping it down with their.
No.
The world is happening.
No, they're walking back.
I mean, when
they're walking back to the blind.
Yeah.
When you go up to what's called reducing it to your bag. So let's say you have got an injured duck or goose and you go out, you finish it off in the field and you're walking back with the shotgun. I've seen it probably, well, definitely more than I care to, but more than a dozen times, someone's walking back, they have their gun in their hand, and that barrel's swinging back and forth when they're walking. And it's swinging past the people in the blinds.
Yep. Yep.
Now, mm-hmm. Here's the social part I want to talk about. We are all there with our buddies, and everyone is biting their tongue because they're embarrassed say something to their buddies. What I'm trying to say, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
This is life or death. Yeah. This is not about saying, well, I don't want my friend pissed at me for saying something because he's going to be mad. This is life or death. So I have found a way to say it to people that they don't take as much offense. I say, bro, senora. Watch your barrel.
Oh, yep.
You swung your barrel past me. Watch your barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say it in that way, very often they'll be like, well, they don't have a response. You can't have a response to that because you shouldn't be swinging your barrel in front of anybody. Yep. Hey, watch your barrel. And when you're in an A-frame blind or you're in a layout blind, how many times you sit there in an A-frame blind, someone's got their gun below the top. Mm. Bro, get your barrel up. So is there any advice you, Alex, have, or Jessica, or Danielle, for that matter, for how you tell friends that when you're in the field, that I don't care if your safety's on, I don't care if you think your gun's unloaded, you got to make sure that barrel's pointed in a safe direction at all times.
It's a conversation you have before you leave the truck.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, but then sometimes it still happens.
You've been hunting with the same people all season, and you're not going to keep talking about it every single time. So maybe you woke up late.
Yep. I usually just say, like, hey, your muzzle, watch it.
Yep.
I will be that person. But it's in love because I'd rather see you alive than have be calling 911 and doing CPR on you and putting a tourniquet on you or something.
Yeah, and if you shoot my dog.
Yeah, do not shoot my dog. Because you're walking home.
You're
gone.
If she, there's so many things I can say again. Right now. Look, and you don't
I'm a dog person. I'm a dog person, but Danielle brings it to a new level.
He is a beautiful dog.
Hey, he is. But no, honestly.
Hey, Danielle, I would be remiss. I know that this isn't the specific topic of the show, but I was on Instagram, and there was like an Instagram of you making out with Bill. What's going on? What is up with that?
Hey, that's love.
I mean,
it says that feeling. I tell you what.
What does that even mean?
It's that love feeling, you know? Feeling.
Like, she's in love. Oh,
she's in love.
Look at these cheeks. They're fat because of food and happiness.
It's nice. It's very nice to be in love, I guess. I'm on the couch at 11 o'clock last night, and Becky walks by. She's like, is it Danielle making out with somebody on Instagram? Like, yeah, it's Bill. It's okay.
Yeah, it's her boyfriend. Yeah.
Hey, I love that video. I watched it like probably 2 dozen times.
She showed us at dinner.
Yeah, that's precious.
It's what us girls do. When we find something that makes us happy, we follow through. We continue having that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pursue it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Being in love and taking videos while kiss. Okay, first of all, we were walleye fishing, which was very exciting. So, and I'm trying to film me reeling in a nice walk. Oh, I got my sturgeon.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was unbelievable.
You texted me.
That was so exciting.
I did. I texted Jessica right away. I'm like, look what I did.
That's nice.
That was unbelievable. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, we had eight lines out. Six? Eight. I don't know. We had six or eight lines out. I think six. Okay, continue. And we had to reel in all the other lines because, of course, it was the farthest one out.
Of course.
And then we're reeling in all the other lines. I'm getting caught on weeds and pulling out the planer boards and all that kind of stuff. But I was like, I just want the planer board back. I don't care if we lose the lure.
Yeah.
Well, he did that, and that sturgeon was pulling us. I was reeling that baby in. It took probably about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but I finally got it in. And I'm just like, this is so exciting. And I'm that person that investigates. Like, I want to know what you look like and why do you look like this.
Yeah.
Just like when I'm cleaning deer.
Yep.
When I
you're doing a bite.
Yeah,
you're doing a turkey.
Yeah.
I'm like a human anatomy.
Exactly.
So we didn't talk
about it. I'm not gonna lie. My daughter said to me the other day, she's like, the most fascinating thing about turkey hunting is finding out what's in their crop.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true.
That's with my last turkey.
Like, what have they been eating? Why are there rocks in here?
Yeah. Well, they need that. Because they don't have digest. They can't digest everything. I'm like, well, I should probably eat some rocks.
They're gizzard.
I need to eat some rocks.
This is the rocks against the stuff. I got to start eating more rocks.
Some grit here. Let me get you some chicken grit.
Is that going to help me with my stomach
problems?
It
will help you with these.
I don't know. Maybe if I ate more rocks, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't be as so fat.
Hey, I can supply you with that. I've got 27 chickens. I got that on the regular.
She loves her chickens.
I do. My fluffy butts. I love them.
Oh, no. Okay. No, you know what? You know how your phones listen to you, so it's listening to me. Now I'm going to start getting all these chicken memes. And I love my chickens.
All of my friends sent me, I love you chicken memes. So I was like, I love you guys. Yeah,
I have my buddies I hunt alligators with in Florida, alligators and hogs, Shelby Ward and Jensen Nicole. They are chicken people. Every time I go there, there's more God blessed chickens.
Chicken man. Joel, this is her. Yeah. Literally. She has how many now?
27.
Wait, are these meat chickens or just laying chickens?
So half of them are dual purpose and the other half are egg layers. So I
No, don't lie. You fall in love with them and you never eat them. That's what happens.
That is why I cannot get meat chickens.
I could do it. You know what? When you guys said you go out there with your shotgun and you take it, I just... Whip it around.
Okay, when I do that,
or you just click it,
I decapitate them every single time. I cannot. It goes.
Well, as long as you're killing them quickly and easily, that's all that really matters.
Whatever's the most merciful, right?
Oh my Lanta!
Yeah, that's the fact. So I'm gonna save this. See, now we've already run out of this time almost. We got 3 minutes left in this segment, but when we come back, I want to talk about a taboo subject, and that is. I want to talk about the woke culture and political correctness
and how and if
that does affect hunting.
Yep.
And how and if it does affect women getting into hunting.
Absolutely.
Because even on this show, even on today's show, there are things Danielle can say that I would never say.
This is very true.
And I want to talk about whether the woke culture, whether the modern culture of political correctness, and don't get me wrong, I think that sensitivity is an important part of life. I really do. And I think equality is something that I live to perpetuate, true equality. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are ways in which sometimes overt political correctness gets in the way of the natural course of events. And I also want to talk about how that's kind of turned around, how the right and the left have almost started to meet each other when it comes to hunting and gathering, which is also very exciting to me because I think it's a new potential opportunity to bring people into the sport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already feel that I do not know how I'm going to react to this next topic because I'm only going to admit this once, okay?
All right, let's hear this.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
I want to hear it.
I think emotionally, not logically.
Well, you're a female.
I know, but I am a very logical person, darn.
And that is exactly something you can say that I can't.
And it's just like, I just get emotional about it because they bring in our children into it just putting things into their head.
Yes.
And I want to be aggressive and mean.
Mm-hmm. Mama Bear's coming out.
And I want to punch
But him. Let's talk about that logically, because I think one of the reasons that I've had success in my life is because I'm kind of known for working across the aisles and working with people who have different philosophical viewpoints than I do. So I guess the question that we're going to start back with is, what do we do to perpetuate the similarities while still, you know, dodging the politically correct culture we live in to make sure that we're able to freely do the things that our founding fathers set up for us to do. You are listening to Raising Whiskey with Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman. Our guests tonight are Alex and Jessica from The Wild Race. We'll talk about that for a little bit before the end of the show. Stick with us. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK. You got a fast car. On Bye.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 77. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Low 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisconsin.
County Road.
I am sorry for the laughter. We were just on break, and we were talking about clothes. Wish I could reroute that to this show, because women's hunting clothes.
Yeah.
Brand new. It came out, like, what, 8, 9, maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. And we were also talking about Wranglers.
Yes.
And how I only wear Wranglers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he is doing. He is doing, okay. We have another guest in the studio. Wait, let's go on the camera. Wait, I can't turn that. Sorry. I cannot turn that. And he is taking pictures. I'm sorry. I don't know, Joel. This is why I need you here to round me up.
Joel's gonna...
I am so sorry, everybody that's listening. I am so sorry.
Who's in the studio? Who's our...
I'm going to collect myself right now.
Who's our mystery guest?
Bandit. Bandit's taking pictures of us.
Bandit got the phone and he went AWOL on us. We're good.
Okay, back to women's hunting clothes.
Women's hunting clothes, yes.
Do you have a particular brand you go to? I know you're going to say Sitka.
Yeah.
I know you're all about that Sitka life, aren't you?
I like Girls with Guns. That's another really good brand, too.
Yep.
Girls with Guns is great, but okay. I'm also...
Joel, I'm sorry. I have to pull the girl card real quick. Okay, hair product.
Are you talking about the pants?
We could easily go potty.
Yes, the Striker ice pads are really great this year, too.
That's what happens. Okay, but no, hair product, because I'm having so much trouble with hair products.
Ooh.
For during hunting season, with you have to be scent-free and everything.
Yes. I just do dry shampoo.
There is a
dry shampoo?
Wait, Swab, no. Dry shampoo.
There is a company. I will find the name for
just
you.
Just for those?
Yes.
Mm. Oh. No, that stuff makes my hair feel like straw.
Just kidding.
But no, it's a good... They have good laundry detergent and their body soap. Fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this isn't an exclusive issue for women. It, you know, I use hair products, obviously. There's no way this little amount of hair can look like it does
without some
finely placed products after a good blowout, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, Fabio.
So I understand what you guys are talking about. But when it comes to hunting,
too?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when we hunt in Africa, all of the animals we hunt on the plains are almost all a breed of antelope. And in all reality, they smell better than our white-tailed deer, better than cervids. So what I've learned out there, and they can never control who they're taking hunting, showing up. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even think of it. You can take a scent-free shower, but then when you use the Old Spice or Secret under your arm, and then nobody takes into account that the biggest thing animals smell is what comes out of your mouth. And no matter what kind of shower you take, mm-hmm. your breath, you can have breath be kicking. You know what I'm saying? It can be bad out there. Those animals, yes, those animals are going to know you're there. Mm-hmm. So I think personally, playing the wind is far more important than any type of shower or scent control. I do think the ozonics work under some circumstances, you know, the ozone generators. Mm-hmm. But I think that beyond all that, definitely playing the wind is key.
There definitely is.
Absolutely.
But I want to get back to the topic we led into the break with. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, and like I said, it's kind of a sensitive topic because I am, you know, we live in a world that's very different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago about sensitivities. I am a 100% believer in true equality of all human beings. I do mm-hmm. believe that absolutely, fundamentally. But we also live in a world that sometimes political correctness steps on what we believe are our freedoms to utilize firearms and archery equipment to harvest natural food from the field to the table. And in the largest growing segment of hunters, which is now women, do you find that political correctness gets in the way of that or gets in the pressure against you becoming a hunter, becoming an outdoors person?
Jessica, how do you feel
about that? Feel free to answer any of you.
That, yes, I do. I do feel like it sometimes can get in the way. I feel like there's a lot of things that I feel like we, opportunities or, you know, it's so hard to talk about the subject. But no, I do think, Joel, there are a lot of things that make it a little difficult. You know, and I think us as women, we talked about this earlier. And that's, I hate playing that card, but at the same time, like we have to work so hard to get to the recognition or the respect within mm-hmm. this industry. Danielle and I and Cara and Joel had talked about this on a previous podcast, and we talk about how it is so hard to get that respect, right? To get that recognition, to find those opportunities sometimes, or even feel welcomed, right? Mm-hmm. And then once you find them, it's really hard sometimes to still work to gain and maintain that respect and effort throughout. Go ahead, Alex.
Am I misperceived that I believe that it's at least changing and getting better?
I think it is.
I mean, look at the amount of, and we talked about this again last time, like it's incredible the amount of opportunities that there are for women. There's women hunting trips, there's fishing outdoor groups, there's so much more awareness. I mean, Danielle's going to be speaking at an upcoming event, which is incredible here, just mm-hmm. specifically in Wisconsin. And so knowing that they're bringing women in, and I was just in Fleet Farm earlier today, and I saw there's a big sign that said proud sponsor Melissa Bachman. She's an amazing outdoors woman, right, in the industry.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, that, like, I saw that while we were walking around looking at firearms, and I was like, gosh, like, that is such, you know, I see that as a milestone. Like, the mm-hmm. fact that a huge company can back not only men in this industry, but a proud woman like herself, right, and how amazing of the things that she's doing. Like, I think that that is absolutely changing, because can you imagine even 10 years ago that happening? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think 10 years ago you would have seen a full-size billboard of Michelle Bachman or Ron Scherer's daughter, who essentially runs Due North Outdoors, which is a credible mm-hmm. awesome show. I mean, Jim Shockey's daughter Eva Shockey had the honor of meeting her. And it's just like, how does it feel to you guys to kind of be on the cutting leading edge of that? You know, I'm sure Alex was one of the first, you know, or one of few hunter safety instructors who's a woman.
Yeah, and a range officer.
that's awesome. And now we almost live in a world where I feel, look, I am married to an incredibly bright very, you know, powerful woman. And that is something I've always been comfortable with. And it's always been, you know, I've always seen her as equal. I always tell everybody she does everything that I do, except she does it better and gets paid more. And so I have, you know, I'm a person who doesn't have a problem with that, but I think, or at least I try to hope that we're coming to more of a place of normalcy with that, especially as we see those numbers growing. I think, and I want to, you know, we've already got the 40 seconds left. I want to say that I think this is a place where philosophical differences can come together in taking organic food from the field to the table. We've got great guests today. Yes. Alex, Jessica from The Wild Race, Danielle, great to have you. I'm live at the Capitol. This has been Raised in Wisco. We will see you next week. Check us out.
Thank you.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake